Kazakhstan's elite and the British establishment back in 2011. Former Labour PM Tony Blair, recently knighted, was paid $13 million by Kazakhstan's then-dictator, Nursultan Nazarbayev, to act as a consultant, i.e. to whitewash the regime, following the massacre by armed forces of up to 100, officially. 14. Striking oil workers in the town of Zanayozhn. Well before this massacre, the Socialist Party and the Committee for a Workers' International were instrumental in establishing Campaign Kazakhstan, to support Kazakhstan workers' struggles internationally. Another British establishment figure profiting from Kazakhstan's rotten dictatorship was Prince Andrew, a former UK government trade envoy, who is facing a civil trial on sexual abuse charges in the US. In 2007, Kazakh energy tycoon Timur Kulibayev, the son-in-law of Nazarbayev, paid Prince Andrew $15 million for his marital home of Sunninghill Park, some $3 million more than the asking price. Around the same time, the Duke of York's office tried to secure a Crown Estate property near Kensington Palace for Kulibayev. Former Tory minister Jonathan Aitken, convicted of perjury in 1999, wrote two groveling books about Nazarbayev, omitting any reference to the dictator's repressive policies. Aitken travelled around the country on a plane belonging to Sir Richard Evans, the former head of B Systems, who in 2006 was appointed chair of the board of Samruk, a Kazakhstan state-holding company. Aitken has denied any money was exchanged, but leaked documents in the Pandora Papers suggest he was paid £166,000. The City of London, with its light-touch financial regulations, is notorious for attracting the dodgy wealth of oligarchs from former Soviet republics, including Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan's ruling class owns at least 530 million of luxury property in London and the southeast, according to a recent report by think tank Chatham House. Some 330 million of that property portfolio is owned by the extended Nazarbayev family. This includes 80 million of property in London, owned by Nurali Aliyev, the grandson of Nazarbayev, and Erika Nazarbayeva, the eldest daughter of Nazarbayev and a Kazakhstan parliamentarian. In 2020, the UK National Crime Agency lost an attempt in the High Court to impose an unexplained wealth order on them,